Okay, we're back. This is David John Oates. You are listening to Hour 2 of the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. My first show I've done in 4 weeks. I do apologize to everyone. It was just an unfortunate series of... Well, not unfortunate. That's the wrong word. It was just a coincidental series of events. 2 weeks away camping in the outback. No way to connect to my show out there, unfortunately. And then we had the week the studio was down for some reason. And then last week I slept through my alarm. So there we go. Anyway, we're back now, and we'll be back next week too, and the week after, and the week after. All right, what I want to do now is I want to do what's called a she-wolf trance. Now, if you've never experienced one before, you're in for quite a ride. If you don't like blood and gore or animals hunting in the wild, don't participate in this trance, okay? Because that will be one of the images. So I warned you all up front. We are going to do this meta walk now. So what I want you all to do... Oh, let me tell you what She-Wolf is. I guess you should know what we're doing. She-Wolf is probably the most powerful metaphor of all. It's a part of the mind responsible for creation and manifestation. And as we visualize images with the She-Wolf, then so too do we manifest and create them in the physical world. Well, that's the theory behind it anyway. Quite powerful journeys. We actually go on She-Wolf journeys once a month just once a month to bond and to see what we can create and manifest. So after I've done this journey today, I'll tell you how you can join in on the monthly She-Wolf Meta Walks for the reverse speech crowd. And you might, yeah, so there we go. All right, so what I'd like you to do is just to get nice and comfortable and relaxed, okay? Lying down is better, but in a comfortable chair is okay too. So if you can just lie back and just let the cares of the world just fade away, okay? Okay, so let us begin. All right, I'd like all of you just to close your eyes and just clear your mind of all the events of the day and the week and just let them fade away into the background. So the only thing that's important now is you lying down, listen to the sound of my voice, allowing the conscious mind the opportunity to gradually begin to slow down, function by function, step by step, whilst the unconscious mind now begins to rise to the surface. Each breath that you take, each sound that I make, allowing the process of relaxation to gradually begin. Good. And I'm going to give you some nice instructions that will assist the physical body in completely relaxing. And as the physical body relaxes, so too does the deep unconscious rise to meet the conscious. And to begin this process of relaxation, I'd like you to focus all of your attention onto your forehead. And as you focus on the forehead, I can imagine all the muscles in the forehead gradually beginning to relax. And this relaxation spreads out across your temples, allowing tension and anxiety to drain completely away. It flows down the side of your face. As muscles in your cheeks relax, muscles around the eyes relaxing, eyelids becoming very heavy as you sink deeper and deeper and deep into trance. Good. And your shoulders and arms can relax now. Your chest and stomach relaxing. Your hips relaxing, your legs, and finally your feet, until the whole body lies perfectly calm perfectly relaxed. The unconscious mind now is preparing itself to shift and alter in accordance with the images I'm now about to give. Good. And we're going to be accessing a very specific metaphor today, and that's a metaphor known as a she-wolf. And the she-wolf resides in the physical body in the part of the brain called the reptilian brain cortex. And I want you to focus on that part of your body now at the base of the skull. And as I directly access the she-wolf metaphor now, I'd like to imagine that part of your body becoming a little bit warm. As the energy is activated, the she-wolf rises to the surface. And in your mind's eye, I'd like you to see the home of the she-wolf, which is an ancient primordial forest. I'd like you to imagine you're walking through this forest. You see the sunlight streaming through the thick trees. Hear the sounds of animals echoing on the wind. Feel the atmosphere in this ancient forest. And as you walk through the forest, I'd like you to imagine you come to a clearing amongst the trees. And there's a creek flowing alongside of the clearing. I'd like you to go and stand in the middle of the clearing now. And as I directly access the she-wolf now, I want you to imagine you can see a very small, pure white wolf cub walking into the clearing. And this is the young metaphor of the she-wolf just being born. Except I'm seeing three other large, white, fully grown wolves running into the clearing now. And so I assume that three other people who have done she-wolf meta-walks before have joined us in the journey. So we welcome those she-wolves. Now, I want you to imagine the young she-wolf pup walks over to the stream where she begins to drink. And as she drinks, she grows in size, becoming larger and larger. And the more she drinks, the more she grows, until eventually she's the size of a young adolescent wolf. And now the three other wolves run into the forest and the young she-wolf follows along behind. She-wolves bound ahead as the energy and power of the pack now begins to manifest. Sinking deeper and deeper and deep into trance. Yeah. And now I want you to imagine you see a pile, a warren of rabbits amongst the trees. You see the three adult wolves attack the rabbits individually and eat. And then you see your young she-wolf stalking the rabbits and also attacking and eating. She rips the flesh, tastes the blood, allows this energy to materialize and manifest in the physical world, now. Because as the she-wolf catches rabbits in your mind's eye, so too do you manifest money and wealth into your eye, into your life. As the deep unconscious processes this image now. And now the wolves run ahead. They run through the forest. And they run to the Garden of Eden that lies beyond the forest. And as the wolves run to Eden, they run into this whole new atmosphere now. green fields and trees and birds singing in the trees and flowers scattered here and there. And greeting the wolves in Eden is a metaphor known as the shaman. And I can imagine that you can see the image of a shaman walking up to the wolves. And he's wearing a long white robe. Then he takes a wolf to the river of life. And he walks upstream, the wolves follow the shaman, and he leads the wolf to the waterfall that feeds the river. And the wolves run and play in the waterfall, allowing the fresh water to wash over them, cool and soothing. And as your wolf runs in the waterfall, then so too do you open your heart center, allowing love and friendship and joy and peace to flood into your life now. And now the wolves are going to run together, and they run to a valley that lies in the middle of the garden. The wolves run down to the valley, and they see rocks and boulders scattered all over the valley floor. And they're going to introduce you to one of the powers that the she-wolf has. And the she-wolf can shoot laser beams out of her eyes and levitate rocks. And I want you to imagine that she starts to do that, that all the wolves working together start to do that now. And as they lay one rock upon the other, they gradually begin to build a castle in the middle of the Garden of Eden. As they build a castle in the middle of Eden, so too do you manifest into your life your fondest desires and wishes now. As you see one rock upon the other, the walls of the character performs, and the turrets, and finally the roof, until there's a large, fully built castle in the middle of the valley floor. And I want you to imagine that you're walking up to the door of the castle. You open the door and walk inside, and there's a throne up the other end. You can sit on the throne, and the wolves outside are going to throw back their heads and howl. And as they howl, their cries echo on the wind, and the deep unconscious shifts and alters now. Excellent. And this is the end of this journey. And I'm going to count faults 1 to 5 when you get back up out of trance. And you'll come back to the room wide awake, fully refreshed. And the unconscious will process all these images very clearly and succinctly over the next few days and weeks. So on the count of 1, just have the images slowly begin to fade. There's 2, the unconscious mind receives back to where it was. And 3, breathing heart rate gradually begin to return to normal. There's 4, conscious mind reawakens. And 5, you can open your eyes and come back to the room wide awake and fully refreshed. There you go, that was a she-wolf trance. So, if you want to join in our regular she-wolf trances, you can email Deb, that's D-E-B, Deb, at reversespeech.com. Okay, that's Deb at reversespeech.com. and just tell her you want to join the regular She-Wolf Trances, and she'll put you on the mailing list and notify you when the next one takes place, which I think will be probably in a couple of weeks will be the next one. And you know, expect to see changes in your life, because that's what She-Wolf does. She creates changes, and you'll be quite impressed with the changes that you see. And so there we go. So that's it. All right, let us continue some more reversals for the rest of the show. We are looking at Hillary Clinton reflecting on the election after she's lost, of course. So here's the forwards.
But maybe I should have turned around and said, you're not going to intimidate me like you try to intimidate women. Back off, you creep. You know, maybe I should have said that. And it's a real lesson.
Ms. Russell says, their money if we fuck.
Their money if we talk.
Huh.
Their money if we talk. Their money. If we talk.
Well, it's a bit strange. Their money if we fuck. Not too sure what that would mean. All right, okay, next one along. Here we go.
It's really hard to get right in the sweet spot of being strong and effective without creating additional blowback. She was so angry. She was shrill. You know, those are the words meant to keep women in their place.
This one says, wanna shit?
Wanna shit.
Wanna shit. Wanna shit.
Yeah, certainly there. Wanna shit. Okay. All right. All right. So, next one along. Oh, Hillary just had her 70th birthday when this recording took place. Remember that. It's important.
Fast forward, that ended, and we kind of thought, okay, fine, end of history, democracy won, you know that story.
And this one says, 70 now.
70 now.
70 now. 70 now.
And she just actually had her 70th birthday just before this interview took place. So there you go, how about that? So let's run the falls again.
Fast forward, that ended, and we kind of thought, okay, fine, end of history, democracy won, you know that story.
And 70 now.
70 now.
70 now. 70 now.
Yeah, there it is. Nice and clear then. Okay, all right, next one along. Jane Fonda weighs in on Harvey Weinstein.
Apparently it was so common that everybody must have known.
And then the mark.
Then the mark.
Then the mark. Then the mark.
That's a reversal. Then the mark. So here's the forwards again.
Apparently it was so common that everybody must have known.
And backwards, then the mark.
Then the mark.
Then the mark. Then the mark.
Bit of a damning reversal, that one. A mark, a damage or scar on the psyche. That where she says, well, everybody should have known, talking about Harvey Weinstein. Okay. All right, next one along. Here we go.
Americans are, like, skittish about calling him a Nazi, but he's a Nazi.
And this is now for the shit.
Now for the shit.
Oh.
Now for the shit.
That's clear.
Now for the shit.
All right, so here's the forwards again.
Americans are, like, skittish about calling him a Nazi, but he's a Nazi.
And now for the shit.
Now for the shit. Now for the shit.
Yep.
Now for the shit.
Yeah, certainly there. No doubt about that. Okay. All right. So, moving on down, McCain asked Trump to stop tweeting.
If the president called you up and said, John, what should I be doing I'm not doing right now? What would you say to him?
Stop tweeting. I think I'd say stop tweeting. I think I would also say, look, there's no reason to attack Republicans.
And he says, you're wonderful.
Do you wonder, bro?
Huh.
Do you wonder, bro? Do you wonder, bro?
Or is he wonderful?
Do you wonder, bro?
Yes!
Do you wonder, bro? Do you wonder, bro?
Anyway, certainly wonderful. All right, and next one along. Here we go.
He says, is as unpatriotic as an attachment to any other tired dogma of the past that Americans consigned to the ash heap of history.
This is come God bastard.
Come God bastard.
Kind of strange little tonal glitch in the middle of bar. Bastard. Come God bastard. Listen to that little strange pronunciation of bastard. And then we have McCain defending the New World Order. Wow.
The strains on the European Union and Europeans are greater than they have been since any time since the end of the Cold War.
This verse says, and they may breathe not.
I knew they breathe not.
Oh, yeah.
I knew they breathe not. I knew they breathe not.
Yeah, certainly is that. Okay, all right. So let us move down to the next one. This is also on John McCain. He's mocking Donald Trump on The View.
So you know, because he warned you the next day. Yeah. You did hear that. He said, oh, you need to be careful.
Yeah, because he might not be nice.
He might not be nice.
Pretty, he said, it won't be pretty. He said he would fight back.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be pretty. Are you scared? Doesn't he look scared?
This one says, suck your babe.
Suck your babe.
Huh.
Suck your babe.
Yeah.
Suck your babe.
Yeah, there we go. Yep. Okay, and next one along here. Here we go. Here's De McCain on The View still.
I don't consider him so much a draft dodger as I feel that the system was so wrong that certain Americans could evade their responsibilities to serve the country.
This is, what's this, a belief?
What's this, the belief?
Oh, that's clear.
What's this, the belief?
And again.
What's this, the belief?
All right, folks, we'll go to our break and we'll be back for the final segment of this week's Reverse Picture. Don't touch that keyboard. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential. Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we are back for our final segment of this week's DJO show. Don't forget, the masterclass is on next week. Anyone's in... Oh, we're still playing music, are we? Oh, what's going on? Hang on. software and the home study course, okay? And it's the first steps in getting involved in reverse speech. If you want to join that class, here's the URL. It's reversespeech.com/masterclass. That's reversespeech.com/masterclass. And if you'd like to enter in the coupon, there's a voucher, and that is radio offer. The voucher code is radio offer, and that will give you a 10% discount on the program. So we've got about 50-odd joining the program so far, so that's pretty good numbers. I'm really pleased with that. We've got a good turnout, so that's absolutely fantastic. So good. Okie dokie, we are going to continue on with reversal. We are back in the archives again. We are in November of 2017. Here's the next one. McCain says no draft dodging, even with Doc's note saying you're sick. Okay.
And we're drafted. And those who were wealthy enough to have a doctor to say, hey, you got a bone spur or you got migraines or whatever it is, then they were excused.
And this one says, I had fun.
I had fun.
He probably had fun in his time as in the army. Here it is again. I had fun. Yeah, there we go. Nice and clear there. All right, here we have McCain again. He says, no more America first.
Our failure to remain engaged in Europe and enforce the hard-won peace of 1918 had made that clear. There could be no more isolationism, no more tired resignation, no more America first.
Austin says, Surf Obama. Well, pretty difficult to what was I going to say there? I don't know what it means by Surf Obama. Was Obama followed that philosophy of no more America first? Here's McMaster's talking about deja vu, talking about denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. And this is what's happening right now. Allegedly, the first steps towards that was the summit meeting in North Korea. So there we go. So, okay, we have a caller. We'll go to this verse in a sec. We have a caller on the line. Richard from Pennsylvania. Richard, you're on the air.
Okay. You may not want to hear this. Maybe you will, but here goes.
Okay.
Back years ago, when Jane Fonda was touring the United States and, politically very visible and active and committing acts of treason and so on. Yeah. She came to Pittsburgh, and she was with the Berrigan brothers, these radical priests. You may remember them. And I was in the back of the room, and I attended this thing to see what was going on. Now, I'm just telling you the truth here. My eyes and Jane Fonda's eyes locked. That woman was wild. She was hot, and she was wild. And I'm telling you, I could have slept with her.
Wow.
Definitely. And then she was very intense and, highly erotic woman. So I'm just confirming what everyone suspected, and it's true. Now, did I actually pursue this? It would have created all kinds of complications. It would have maybe been worth it, but I chickened out.
That's quite a story. Wow.
Yeah, but my eyes met her eyes, and that woman was wild.
Wow.
Hot, real hot.
Wow, she strikes me.
You can check out my reversals on this to see if I'm telling you the truth or not.
Oh, I'm sure you are. Yeah, she strikes me as that type of woman. She's got that wild streak to her, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. Really like an acetylene torch.
Oh, really?
I'm a pretty reckless person, but, to go to that extreme, it might have led to a major scandal. This could not have been kept a secret, ultimately. I would have been drawn into this. And frankly, I don't want to be identified at all with what she stands for politically.
Right. Yeah, she has some pretty radical political views, doesn't she, indeed?
Well, she committed treason. She sat on that cannon in North Vietnam, you know, and, you know, acted out for these North Vietnamese soldiers and betrayed our own people there. And for good reason, our veterans and our Vietnam veterans would, when she went on her book tour, you know, in the past decade, they came up to her and they let her know, you know, what she had done. I mean, this is a very real conflict that this woman entered into in this country. And there are, again, I'm glad I didn't, you know, pursue my my lust with this woman, because then, you know, I would have always been compromised when I encountered, you know, the veterans. And I hold that that energy much more dearly than anything I could have experienced with her.
Yeah, right. Oh, wow.
Although, okay. I have to say, it was a real, looking back, maybe I missed a good opportunity. So there you go.
Send she wolf out, mate.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Okay, thanks, Richard.
Okay. Yes, that's right. Bye-bye.
No worries. Speak to you soon. Okay, there we go. Wow. Richard in Pennsylvania almost had along with Jane Fonda. Yeah, she's a hot woman. What is she now? In her mid-70s and still looks hot and young and virile. What was that reversal I played on Jane Fonda? Where was that? We'll play that one again. Jane Fonda weighs in on Harvey Weinstein. Here we go.
Apparently it was so common that everybody must have known.
And then the mark.
Then the mark.
Then the mark. Then the mark.
There we go. That's Jane Fonda. All right. Okay, so here we have McMaster talking about the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. And that summit is happening very soon between Trump and Kim Jong-un. And Kim Jong-un has just had the talks with South Korea. And they were showing them shaking hands on the TV. So there we go. All right, so here's McMaster on denuclearization of Korean Peninsula.
Korea's aggression is the North Korean regime itself.
And this one says force it.
Force it. Force it. Force it.
So force denuclearization. And here's the next one.
What's important is for us to have the capabilities necessary and to have them in the right locations to deter conflict and then, if necessary, to be able to respond.
And this one says he'll fuck.
He'll fuck.
Huh.
He'll fuck. He'll fuck.
Does that mean you can't trust Kim Jong-un? And then the next one.
Right now, we've said that the goal is denuclearization of the peninsula, period. And what you've seen is just the very beginning, maybe the end of the beginning, of the president's strategy in the form of new sanctions in place now, much more work to do to isolate the regime diplomatically and economically.
This one says, who needs a war?
We need to war. We need to war. We need to war.
Yeah, well, that's a logical statement. Who indeed does need a war? No one needs a war. Who needs a war? Quite logical reversal for him to have. Okay. So, here we have Trey Dowdy on the Russian dossier.
All the ties between the Trump campaign and Russia, for which there is no evidence, and lo and behold, despite serious Democrat opposition, we have uncovered.
And fuck no value?
Fuck no value.
Huh.
Fuck no value.
Slight glitch on the word value.
Fuck no value.
Yeah, it's sort of like it changes tonality in the middle of the word. Let's do that again. Fuck no value.
Fuck no value.
Fuck no value. Fuck no value.
All right, if you want to call in for the remaining 20 minutes of the show, that toll-free number once again is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Call in. Toll free in the United States. We'd love to say hi to you. Okay, and now we're moving on down to Trey Gowdy on the Russian dossier again. Here's the forwards.
Who, of course, want all the facts to come out. They want all the facts of Russia to come out, except who financed the dossier.
And this is I mock it.
I mock it.
Huh.
I mock it.
I guess he is mocking it. I mock it. All right, then we have this reversal here. Here we go.
Almost by definition, opposition research is not objective. I do expect an entity represented by a blindfolded woman to be objective, and if they relied on that dossier and they didn't corroborate it or vet it, then we have a serious issue, and that's the next thing that House Intel is trying to find out.
Someone says no a shit.
No a shit.
Huh.
No a shit. No a shit.
So that's K-N-O-W. I had it down as N-O, but it sounds like K-N-O-W. No a shit.
No a shit.
No a shit. No a shit.
No a shit. Okay, fair enough. And then we have Trey Gowdy again.
It was a Republican named Mitt Romney who said Russia was our greatest threat, and the Democrats laughed at him.
And this one says they mean to give up a result.
Red men to give up a result.
Oh, that's clear.
Red men to give up a result. Red men to give up a result.
Yeah, okay, nice and clear there. And then we're moving down to the next one here. This is Trump talking about the New York attack.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
This one says, America, we don't forgive.
Strong arrow begin.
Oh, yeah.
Strong arrow begin. America, Simeon.
Yeah, nice and clear there. And then we'll go down the track, and we should have the next reversal. And this is on Trump once again, talking about the New York tax. Here we go.
But it'll be tax cuts and reform. We've now had two straight quarters of 3% or more economic growth, GDP.
This one says, fear Zeus behind you.
Fear Zeus behind you.
Oh, wow.
Fear Zeus behind you. Fear Zeus behind you.
Yeah, well, that's certainly there. Fear Zeus behind you. Comes up occasionally in reverse speech. Zeus. And of course, the king of the Norse gods was Zeus. Very powerful god. Here we have the next one. Here we go.
And to protect our nation as a whole, we have to get much tougher, we have to get much smarter, and we have to get much less politically correct.
This one says, heard I'm scum.
Heard I'm scum.
Wow.
Heard I'm scum. Heard I'm scum.
Heard I'm scum. Oh dear, that's not a good thing for him to say, is it? All right, here's the next one along.
And Court of Appeals judges will have, at this moment, will be up to fairly soon the approval of 145.
And someone says, I hope that they sleep.
I hope that they sleep.
Oh, yeah.
I hope that they sleep. I hope that they sleep.
Yeah, that's nice and clear, isn't it? Let's run that again forwards.
And Court of Appeals judges will have, at this moment, we'll be up to fairly soon the approval of 145.
I hope they sleep.
I hope that they sleep.
I hope that they sleep. His judges he is appointing.
I hope that they sleep. I hope that they sleep.
Why would he want the judges to sleep? That's a bit of a strange reversal. I don't know. What do you mean by that? I hope that they sleep. I don't know. All right, okay, so next one along, and here we go. New York attack once again, Donald Trump.
And we will host meetings with world leaders across the Indo-Pacific region.
And this one says, it's over.
It's over.
It's over. It's over.
I can actually hear a G in there, which would disqualify the reversal. I'll do it again.
It's over. It's over. It's over.
Yeah, there's a definite G in there after the V, which makes the reversal not documentable. Anyway, I'm sorry about that, folks. Got pretty strict standards I follow. Oh, look, we had a funny email in the office a couple weeks ago. Got to tell you about it. Not an email, a phone call in the office a couple weeks ago. Some bloke had found this brand-new reverse speech technique, okay? And he was so excited to tell us all about a new discovery he'd made. And discovery was that there is no gibberish. Well, of course, I've heard that for 30 years, that there is no gibberish. And it's normally used by people who don't know how to find reversals. I've seen anyway, he put this YouTube video together, so Jeff and I went and looked at the YouTube vid, and it was atrocious. There was nothing there at all. It was just gibberish. Some words here and there, some half sounds here and there, but so that's a fallacy that there is no gibberish. There is gibberish. Now, maybe it's other languages that we don't know yet, but it's certainly not English. And gen reversals occurring once every 20 or 30 seconds. Stick to that rule of thumb and you'll be fine, okay? All right, so let us move on to the next reversal here. And here we go. Here's the forwards.
Thank you very much.
Yep, you
got it. I think Janet Yellen is excellent.
And here he says, I will push America. I will push America. Well, I guess that's what he's doing, isn't he? He's pushing America along. Here's the next one.
Federal judges, district, and Court of Appeals, about 17 is at this moment. So we will have...
And this one says, Mum said he's the best driver. Mum said that, said he's the best driver. I don't know what that would be in reference to. He's the best driver? I don't know. All right, here's the next one along.
Bring the money back, and they couldn't get it done because there was a lack of leadership. They couldn't get it done. They all agreed it should be done. They couldn't get it done.
Okay, not that I'd nuke it.
Not that I'd nuke it.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I'd nuke it. Not that I'd nuke it.
Well, I don't know. He's not going to nuke New York, is he? All right, says Hillary clears Trump again, says Hillary rigged DNC, disappointed in Justice Department. So here we go.
They should be looking at the Democrats. They should be looking at Podesta and all of that dishonesty. They should be looking at a lot of things. And a lot of people are disappointed in the Justice Department, including me.
And this one says, and they believe their shit.
Can't believe this shit.
He doesn't like the Justice Department, does he? Let's run the forwards again.
They should be looking at the Democrats. They should be looking at Podesta and all of that dishonesty. They should be looking at a lot of things. And a lot of people are disappointed in the Justice Department, including me.
And they believe their shit.
Can't believe this shit.
Yeah, nice and clear there, obviously there. He's saying that they believe their shit, simple as that. All right, here's, I don't know who this guy is, Tyrese Gibson speaks out after losing his kid. Oh, yeah?
And if they doing this shit to me, if they taking my baby, or because she wakes up and decides on September 11th, this is what I feel like saying about Tyrese. Nobody wants to hire me, Norma. Congratulations.
Oh. And this one says, we shall keep your email from the dead kid.
We shall keep your email from the dead kid.
Oh, it's clear.
We shall keep your email from the dead kid.
Oh, my gosh.
We shall keep your email from the dead kid.
I'll be bothered. Here, let's run the whole lot backwards. Here, they're one amongst the gibberish.
Congratulations,
That was right there. I'll do it again. We shall keep your email from the dead kid. What a strange reversal. We shall keep your email from the dead kid. What on earth does he mean by that? I have no idea at all. All right, here we have Andrew Wees on Jeff Rentz's program.
There's been a big push in the United States to put in place an executive order that would give the president sweeping powers to impose sanctions against big sectors of the Russian economy.
This one says, shows your casket.
Shows your casket.
Could be chose your casket. I heard chose, and I'll play it again.
Shows your casket.
It's hard to tell on that one, isn't it? All right. Okay, next one along. Angry teen threatens blacks.
You want to go knife battle? I'll fucking knife battle you. God's fucking scary. I'll fuck you up. Nigger. Don't fucking come near me. Or you're going to face full of lead.
Oh, my. Are we both fucked?
Are we both fucked?
Oh, my.
Are we both fucked? Are we both fucked?
Wow. It's pretty aggressive, isn't it? Aggressive forward and aggressive backwards. And it'll give you a face full of lead. Wow, charming. All right, here we have Chuck Schumer singing the praises of Israel.
The Israeli-American relationship is strong, but needs to be strengthened further, particularly among the young people. And again, the American Jewish Congress has the ability to reach out to these young people.
And that's what it says, now see the scene.
Now see the scene.
Yeah, that's all there. Yeah, okay. And we have got a couple of minutes left on the show time. Let me see what else I can fit in. Here's Congressman Steve Cohen calling for Trump's impeachment.
These are progressive actions he's taken over a period of time against the press and against the judiciary, with positive actions to cap off a series, a pattern of behavior, belittling and questioning these institutions that are so important for our democracy.
And this one says, Twitter, we're going to get.
Twitter, we're going to get.
Well, the first time I've heard Twitter in reverse speech before. Of course, this is the social media generation, so you would expect to hear Twitter at some stage in reverse. Might even become a metaphor. Who knows? Anything can happen. All right, here we have what's this? This is FBI agent Roos.
We have deployed over 200...
Hang on, I have the wrong one. I'm sorry. FBI agent Roots. Here we go.
The fundamental trust of the American people in the FBI is based upon our discretion. And how good would that discretion be if we were to provide information that they provided to us?
That's what it says. Armageddon, the shame of media.
Now forget the shame of media.
Huh.
Now forget the shame of media. Now forget the shame of media.
Armageddon, the shame of media. Well, there you go. Don't forget, folks, Masterclass, 1st of May. Join up. Just go to reversespeech.com/masterclass. Then you can sign up and enter the coupon code RADIOOFFER to receive your 10% discount. So www.reversespeech.com/masterclass. So sign up there as fast as you can. It looks like we're going to have a great class. When I say class, it's the initial steps in understanding of reverse speech. So I think if you're having frustration with your iPhone or other reverse playing software, then come in and sit in on the masterclass, and we'll give you some basic hints and lessons, okay? And if we've got time, we might even do a meta walk. We'll see how we go for time. So, masterclass, May the 1st, reversespeaks.com/masterclass, into the special code radio offer. All right, here's one other reversal. Federal FBI. No other reversal. We're at the end of the show. Okay, folks, thanks for joining us. We'll see you all next week. I will be here. Bye-bye. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeaks.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free crystal.
Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnerFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnerHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. F like Frank, OOD like dog.com, EnerFood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that Enner Health offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live, 4/27/2018. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's a Friday night, TGIF. And, you know, it is quite interesting in that peace seems to be breaking out all over everywhere, does it not? Peace seems to be breaking out all over everywhere, huh? And, you know, woke up this morning seeing the pictures of Kim Jong-un